something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
If you're going on The Amazing Race, would it be best to have a tiny little mask for a partner?
Jono's going to Disneyland.
Plus, Seth Fisher has a confrontation above the chipot line and a top of Kai with Roy. That's all coming up right now on TNT.
Oh, 141.
141, bud, 141.
141, bud, 141. 141.
If someone had told you in the beginning of time that we would have talked for 141 hours on the phone, would you have believed them?
No, not at all.
I guess 140 hours. Have we done one episode face-to-face?
Yeah. The first...
I just remember it felt weird. We haven't done it often.
The first few with Timbo at his place.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then, that's about it. Ever since.
Someone was just saying, in anticipation of our show upcoming in May, they started listening to the episodes from the start, and they felt like the holiday hum-off is where we hit our stride.
Oh, really? And yeah. We've been rolling since then?
Yeah, we've been burling.
That's
Remember
great.
Remember we had guests?
Yeah.
We had, like, Brent Budd and Jerry D and John Dunsworth?
I know. That seemed, and my dad.
Yeah.
Gotta have Ronnie on again. Some people ask, how come you don't have guests? Well, we tried it and we just said, hey, let's try it without it and see what happens. And it.
And seemed, also, if we're being honest, technologically, yeah, it's a bit of a challenge.
That's number one, because it's actually hard. It's hard enough for us to just be on the phone and record each other and send that to Tim, but to bring in another person or a call without it sounding kind of crappy and all that stuff, it's just too much. So we tried to solidify content between you and I to be entertaining enough, and so far it's working.
So far, knock on wood, the Monday drops have continued throughout 2018.
Yeah. And they
now watch,
continue.
This one will come out on Wednesday because Timbo will have such a big weekend at the Juno Awards in Vancouver that he won't have time to chip away at this.
No, because this is the big fancy first episode with advertising.
Crazy.
Madness.
Crazy exciting.
But it's actually a cool place. It's Humber College, where I've spent many hours there doing either clinics or sitting in on programs. They have a great music program and
a great comedy program, too, which they don't have just anywhere.
Yeah, I think people go there generally for the music or the broadcasting side, because there's a lot of buds of ours that went there as well, alumni including Mike McFarlane.
Including Mike the Bud, the OG Bud.
Yep, and so there's been great musicians out of there and great broadcasters out of there and probably great comedy coming out of there as well, so... Happy to have buds like that on board, and they were buds enough to let us create content and make an ad that hopefully they'll like and hopefully you guys like.
And I think, though it might be too early to mention this, I think part of the deal is we get to go in and I get to speak to the comedy folks and you get to speak with the music folks.
How fun is that? That's
well,
great.
Well, I love doing that stuff because anytime you're feeling like a little bit down about the future of the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Spend time around the young people. Mm-hmm. Those, teenagers in Florida are a prime example. They're fired up. They're making change. They have what, you know, you tend to lose a bit later in life, which is energy and enthusiasm.
And that's the thing. It's like in America, there's a lot of places or fancier universities that you spend a lot of money to go to, and you see amazing speakers or great people in the profession that you're interested in. But some of my best buddies that are drummers that have, or teachers, like my teacher Paul DeLong, who's probably most famous for the Kim Mitchell jams "Go for a Soda" and "All We Are," and he's a fantastic drummer. He taught at Humber as well. So there's a lot of fantastic musicians that came and went and are still going there, and
what do you mean responsible for it?
He played drums on those jams.
Crazy.
Yeah, Paul DeLong's awesome. He taught
mm-bop,
me.
Mm-bop, mm-bop, mm-bop.
He taught me a bunch of Frank Zappa jams. There's a song called Tokens of My Extreme on Joe's Garage, and Paul DeLong was a bod enough to transcribe that for me when I was 14 or 15, and it's a great beat, tell you what.
There you go.
Sure is.
If I'm not mistaken, one K. Trevor Wilson is a graduate of
Humber College. There you go. And he's a funny man. Boy,
Nathan
boy.
Fielder, too. I'm looking through the success stories.
Wow.
Crazy. Nathan Fielder, Humber College graduate.
Swank.
So our commercial's coming up later in the thing. Just to set the scene for the buds, I am in Florida.
Florida?
Still.
How many MAGA hats you see down there? Any?
Haven't seen any, but haven't been traveling that far and wide. You know, here's a classic thing. As you know, we drove down.
Yeah.
And we're in an RV park.
Okay, how many MAGA hats on the drive down?
I don't know that I saw any.
Are they?
But this is a classic thing. We get to Tropical Palms RV Resort. Two buses beside us from PEI. One across from us from New Brunswick. Ontario and Quebec people everywhere. It's like the Dominion of Canada inside Florida. Canadians everywhere. So my buds from the island aren't wearing the MAGA hats.
No. Well, when I went to Bermuda on the van to like one of the events, the only American guy around me, he's like talking, and he was an older guy. I'm not going to throw him under the bus. He was, I'm not going to say who it was. But he throws out the, well, we got Trump in our country. I like the way he talks. That's not what he said. He said, I like how he speaks his mind, he said. I like how he speaks his mind. I'm like, come on, man. Really? This guy was like an affluent guy that seemed like he had his head square on his shoulders. And he's like, that's the route he's going with it? It's just a little bit hard to take with the madness that's going on. I don't want to get into a big political discussion over it, but it really kind of blows my mind that the things that people will let go by the wayside for other things to happen.
It is crazy, and you have to be careful of existing only in an echo chamber where like-minded people are all saying, I can't believe he's president. How did he become president? This is crazy. You know, who voted for him? Because the truth is, half of the people that live in this country did.
Yeah, well, apparently. Allegedly.
So today's the day that he and Joe Biden have thrown cyber blows at each other, which has just descended into madness.
It really is getting out of hand to the point where why not just throw them in sumo suits and see what happens?
It's getting kind of hectic.
It's getting nuts is what it is. So we also, being in Florida, I wanted to ask you, you're going to Disney, right? The big Disney.
Yeah, we're going to Disney tomorrow.
And I always want to know because I haven't been there in a long time. And the only time I've ever been on the grounds was like playing shows there. So they just let you in for nothing. But how much is it nowadays to get in that park for a ticket?
It's $536 US.
For the gang or just one?
For the four of us. So that's for two people over 9 years old and two people between 3 and 9.
And that's like, you're in, you can ride everything, it's all good, but that's not like the front of the line pass though.
If I understand it correctly, and I know that the people listening will inform us of how it goes down.
Yeah.
If I understand correctly, we get three fast pass sign up thingies.
So you can go onto
the website and say, I want to go on whatever, that log with the rain, whatever that's called, Splash Mountain.
Instead of it being 3 hours.
I
want to
go
on that
in the afternoon, and it'll say, well, do you want to go at 2:35, 3:50, or 4:20?
Yeah.
So you can cobble together kind of a few fast pass opportunities. I don't know if beyond that there's some, I read the phrase magic band trademark. Like if you show up with a magic band, you don't even have to stop and talk to anyone.
Yeah, what is that?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, what's that?
But I don't know where you get the magic band or if you want the magic band or if Maybe you have to stay at a hotel on the property to get the magic band.
So, like, what happens? Like, you just go through and everybody parts and you walk on?
I think so.
Really?
It's the, like, Moses bracelet. Yeah.
People just look away and, and you just get in your seat?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. The times that I've seen that happen at Disney, and I haven't been there a whole lot. I'd never been before Carol and I got married. The times I've seen that happen at Disney mostly have to do with kids who are kind of on a Make-A-Wish visit or something, and that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I do think they have it pretty figured out, right? You never see a piece of garbage.
You don't see, like, some...
You never see a banana peel on the floor. Like, yeah. It just is immaculate. I don't even know how they do that.
What's the most popular look in the park? The Jersey Shore thing, or is it now just the tight pants and the, like... purple hair.
Fanny packs? Well, going from memory, it's usually bright red faces from people having too much sun. Especially people that get day boilers going, like there's a couple there.
Is that really a thing, though? Go to Disney and get all banged up in the beer garden?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, I would think. I've seen it.
Okay. Is it an area, or is it just like you sit on a big log and, like,
day boilers here, yeah. Lots of time and a couple drinks.
And you get a huge, like, fake wooden thing that looks like a beer stein.
I can't think of anything I would rather do less than get wasted in the hot sun.
With Guy Fieri-looking masks all over the place?
There are a lot of Guy Fieri masks, a lot of fanny packs.
Is there any?
Yeah, and obviously a lot of mouse merchandise.
Is there any Dennis guys around?
I'm sure.
Like creeps by themselves?
Just dudes by themselves. I know I've said this before when I've traveled in America. The thing that I love is seeing people of a certain age do every kind of job.
Yeah.
We don't have that in Canada. I think it's awesome.
Oh, you're saying
it? Like people 65 to 70, like, I'm going to work as an attendant at Disney.
Yeah.
We tend to not see that in Canada.
No, that's...
But I like that, you know, people packing your groceries might be 70. Oh, this was great. We went to Publix grocery store the other night.
Mm-hmm. And, what is that? Publix?
Just Publix with an X. It's just like a Sobeys kind of spot.
All right.
And the guy working at the cash register, I said, man, you're fast. And he said, I am. Like, took super pride in his job, that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So when I'll be him, I'll ask you what your favorite football team is, and then I will respond how he did. You ready?
Sure.
So how's it going today? You having a good vacation?
Fantastic.
Where are you guys from?
Toronto.
Oh, yeah, cool. You must like the Blue Jays, do you?
Fantastic. Yeah, I love my
Blue Jays. Hate them.
You don't like them, do you?
There were a few times in our brief conversation where I stepped on a social landmine that I didn't even know was coming.
Oh, man.
To the point where it was so heavy, I thought he was joking, but he wasn't.
Wow. So was he like a Marlins fan?
I don't know. Well, in this case, it was football. He said, you know, who do people tend to cheer for there? And I said, well, I guess, you know, typically it's probably the Patriots. And he said, I hate the Patriots. Hate them.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know if we're going to be able to pick up the pieces from this conversation because it just stopped dead like three times.
Jeepers creepers.
I kind of love that, though. I love going from a heavy-duty, lighthearted thing to just stopping traffic.
Yeah.
Jeremy Taggart, by the way, something I've been meaning to say to you for the last couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
I interrupt you sometimes on this podcast, and I'm sorry about that. Sometimes I get really excited because I have a lot of things to say and a lot of things to talk about, and I can hear you trying to chime in a few times, and I don't hear it at the time when it's happening, but listening back, I sometimes am guilty of talking over you, and I'm sorry for that.
I do the same thing. That's one of the only problems with being on the phone.
Yeah.
Is all of it. Because sometimes it's hard to hear you when I'm talking and vice versa. So I understand that.
There's normally you would rely on eye contact to give each other nonverbal cues to say, like, here's the verbal baton, run with it.
Exactly.
We can't do that.
But we're
and
we're,
sometimes I think you're maybe looking at technology, like trying to get the queue figured out. So like there's a pause.
Just went like the last bit of there. I was doing some technology whatnot, for there sure. Yes.
So are we gonna play this game?
Yeah, let's play Amazing Race or Disgrace.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a Jeremy Taggart original. You've been on fire lately with the games. So we're going to present each other with celebrity pairings, and you have to decide which of the people, if you had to choose, would be who you'd want for your amazing race partner.
Yes. Okay. You want me to start?
Yes, please.
Okay. Your first choices are Justin Bieber or David Hasselhoff. Think about it. Think about how Justin Bieber's going to be after 2 hours when you got to try and do something. Right? Imagine. I don't want to go there, man. What? We have to go across town and get what? Right? Maybe the Hoff might give her a little more, right?
I'm going to say Biebs isn't used to doing things for himself. And especially if you were in a small, confined space, he would want to be bumping music really loud.
Imagine you telling me, Bieber, to put on, like, I have to put on a life jacket around my head for this one thing.
Or especially on that show, they do like complicated, imagine. Like you have to memorize the sequence of a thing. I don't have much faith in the Biebs being able to do that.
But you imagine, I'm saying, like, you know how people are like that like can't deal with like how they're going to look if they put on something like a life vest or a jacket around their neck?
Like, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not doing it. But you need to do it for the part, like the whole thing. No, no way.
Or put a shirt on. We're going in this temple. Yeah. No, I'm not putting a shirt on. You have to put a shirt on in the temple. It's disrespectful. Well, I'm not. I have sleeves on. Yeah, but they're tattoo sleeves.
And with Hoff, you're like, come on, man. You don't need to be putting vodka in your coffee at 6 in the morning.
Well, I don't think Hoff would have much jam. I don't think he'd have much hustle. That's a real hustle losing Hoff. Combination.
No hustle Hoff.
Hustle Hoff. Ah.
Okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to pick?
Oh, boy. I think for my own peace of mind, I'm going to pick the Hoff, even if I know that means we're not winning.
Yeah.
I'm going Hoff.
You're going Hoff. Okay. All right.
What would you do?
Yeah, I'd go Hoff for sure. Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's your pairing. You ready?
Okay.
CeeLo Green.
I get to see him. Can you smoke in here?
Yeah, I right? know. I think we're green.
He's in the back of the car crushing ghouls.
CeeLo Green or Mini-Me?
Oh, my God.
Talk it out.
CeeLo for sure. 100% CeeLo without a thought.
Yeah, but maybe you could just carry that tiny little mask. Like jam on your back and just like sprint through.
So you're saying like actually it'd be better because at least you wouldn't have to worry about anything. You just fire him on your back and rip it out.
Yeah, get it snuggly. Off you go.
And he's like, but you know, even if he's like yelling at you to do something, you're like, shut up.
Well, or also if it was like a task that his size would help, like maybe in a crowded market in Tokyo, he could run through Mask's leg and get to a fruit stand faster or something. Might be an advantage. Where CeeLo, the costume changes and the complaining.
It's like you could toss Mini-Me up to like a second floor instead of like finding a ladder.
Yep, tie a rope around his waist. He's a tiny little maf in a great big world.
He's a tiny little maf.
So what are you doing? Are you going Mini-Me or CeeLo?
Now that you mentioned it, like, you're right. Because if CeeLo doesn't want to do nothing, you're not really going to be able to do anything about it.
Right. He's like, just man, I'm not feeling it.
If Mini-Me's like, man, I don't want to do this, you'd be like, hey, bud, come on, hop on, let's go. No sweat. I'll take care of it.
I'm tired. No problem. Hop on. Where CeeLo would want to like stop and look at fake watches and stuff in markets.
Fake watches?
Get some ice for his earrings.
Remember that video that he put out of the phone blowing up in his ear for like Samsung or something?
Because you find fake phones in markets places. So you're going Mini-Me.
I'm going Mini-Me. But let's...
And we still have all kinds of Amazing Race or Disgrace left to play.
Yeah, let's take a break and keep going after the break.
I think you're crazy.
Where's my beer chair?
Mini-Me in a crowded market.
Running in the stand. Hey, buddy! We're climbing up the leg. Give me an avocado!
With his hoarse little voice. Or imagine
throw it in my back! Throw it in my backpack!
Or you do that thing where he gets on your shoulders and you put a trench coat on so it looks like you're extra tall.
And then, no, but he's in the market. He goes up all high, and he like pulls your ear to turn right, and your left ear to turn left.
He rides you like an elephant.
He's like, "Watch out! Watch out!"
I kind of want to see Mini-Me on Amazing Race.
He can actually conquer and divide everybody.
No one will see you coming. Oh, man. Okay, who's my next pair?
You can utilize them in so many different ways.
I know. People wouldn't expect it. I'd rather have Mini-Me than Andre the Giant. I'm telling you that.
I think I'd rather have Mini-Me than anybody. Wow. You're right. He's got abilities. Mental abilities. Advantage. And just a tiny little mask.
Yeah.
Okay. Your choices are Owen Wilson or Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Do you know what's funny is I actually almost put Owen Wilson on your list.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Even know. He was in the news and people were gathering to say wow the way he says it or something.
Yeah, it's too much, isn't it?
What was that?
Well, because he always says that, well, knowing wow in movies. For some reason, he says it enough to have a clip collection that's like hours long of him doing it. Man, it's just annoying. His face and the way he says that brought people out to the streets to do it.
He's had some hard times, though.
Has he?
Yeah, he's had some demons chasing him around, for sure.
I thought he was one of those guys like, I'm addicted to sex, help! You know that line? You know what I mean? That line? Like, I'm addicted to sex. I'm a sex addict. Like, that's a crutch.
Well,
so then he's jumping in the closet.
I'm looking up whether he was... I thought he was an addict, like hardcore drugs.
Yeah, sex.
No. Yeah, it was heroin.
Yeah. Heroin.
Why do you scoff at that?
What? I see Owen Wilson shooting up next to, like, Johnny Cash.
Well, I think he really did.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know. It's like having like Nickelback talking about pot. Well, you're like, stop.
It was like 2007. He tried to commit suicide. It was bad.
From heroin?
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or he OD'd? I thought it was just the sex, so. Now you're making me feel bad.
No, anyway.
Not really.
I didn't mean to bring you down, but I knew he had some issues in his past for sure.
Well, it's not as funny anymore now, so I think I'm going to... Who are you going to pick?
Well, no, it's still... It's very interesting.
Because you got you know who on the other, Sarah Sanders. She's gonna be difficult to make decisions with. No,
but at the same time, I'd kind of be curious to pick her brain as to how she can do the job that she does. Like, it's not forget strategy about winning Amazing Race for a second, but wouldn't you love to have dinner with Sarah Huckabee Sanders to just ask her why?
Like, no, because she's not going to answer.
Like, walk me through how you go to work every day.
She'd say, I love it. Doing my work for the American people.
I guess she must really feel that way. It's almost like a defense lawyer.
Well, of course.
Defending someone they know is guilty.
If you're going to say it from the White House and talking to those people, you're not going to be just messing around. That's like, it has to be 100% legitimate. I can't believe what's been coming out of that place. Those press conferences have been insane for the last year.
Yeah.
It never stops. Anyway, geez.
It's a joke.
Who are you going to pick? Who are you going to take? Because you got to do stuff.
I think Owen Wilson.
Because he, I don't know what he's like, and he might be hard to deal with when he wants to do something. Is he tough on the set? Have you heard any stories?
I haven't. I haven't heard anything about him. But I think, right. Like, so Wedding Crashers, he and Vince Vaughn, that is a great comedic duo. You disagree.
That movie was all right. I wasn't a big fan of it. It was all right. I think Vince Vaughn was better earlier for some reason. When that character was new.
Oh, Swingers? Like the fast, yeah, like the first few. Fast rap funny guy? Love it.
Yeah. And what's the other one about the heist or whatever? I don't know. The one with Peter Falk making the... anyway, whatever. Yeah, I don't remember. Another one that's pretty good. But those... Vince Vaughn stole a guy's character, apparently, and I met the guy. He plays tennis with, you know, the guy who always, he's like Millie Markowitz. He always says a guy's name as like somebody else in Swingers, and I think in another one, he mentions another guy's name, and that's the guy, and I met that guy, and they play tennis, apparently, every Sunday back, this was like 15 years ago. But that guy talked like how Vince Vaughn does and has all this baby and that stuff. Like, he was really? Talking like that. Yeah.
Like, you're so money apparently, and you don't even know it, all that stuff?
Yeah. He was the authentic, that guy. And apparently that's where Vince Vaughn got that whole trip. Because he was just such an influential guy. And I was like, yeah, that's legit. So... And it's like, I don't know what the hell the guy they're talking about, or I don't know what the name is, but if you watch Swingers, I could tell you if I saw it.
The Locusts came out the year after Swingers.
No, it's some... I can't... I'm foggy on it for some reason.
In any event, I'm going Wilson.
Yeah, you're going Wilson.
Here's
going
yours. You ready? Wilson.
Yep.
Mariah Carey? Or Dennis Rodman?
Oh, wow. Man. For a second, I was like, well, that's easy. And then I'm like, well, maybe not. I think I would have to try and... I don't know. That's a tough one. They're very similar in terms of...
high maintenance-ness?
They only do what they want to do. That's really tough. I would say maybe I could come to some kind of like a level with Mariah Carey in a discussion, maybe that she would be more malleable to get the job done and work with me, as opposed to Rodman might just like lose it.
I don't know. Walk off. She's notoriously high maintenance.
I know, but they're both. But like, so is he. I mean, I don't know. He might just. Hop off set and get banged up.
Tough one, bud. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to go with Mariah Carey.
So suddenly, so far, we're suggesting that Mini-Me is the optimal Amazing Race partner.
Man, once you say that again, I get all fired up if that's my guy, for sure. And I can't believe I thought the other way at the beginning.
Okay, give me another one. Okay. I'm addicted.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul Godfrey. You know that guy?
No.
The executive guy. He was with the Blue Jays, and now he does National Post and all that stuff.
Okay.
He's got the short gray hair and the face. Him or Piers Morgan?
Ooh.
Well, you don't know Paul Godfrey.
I don't know Paul Godfrey, but
I could I'll exchange Paul Godfrey with Kevin O'Leary. How about that?
Oh boy.
Because you know him. Same kind of deal.
Yeah, I'm going to say Kevin O'Leary. Because even though he's a bit of a blow, as Carol would say, and maybe a little hard to take, deep down he's Canadian, so you could probably talk some sense into him. Plus, he's like private jet styles, right?
Well, apparently, yeah.
So that would help you in The Amazing Race.
Well, I don't think you can do
like
that.
Like, if the task is really who do you want as your amazing race partner of those two?
Yeah.
Yeah, Piers Morgan, I can't stand.
Yeah, okay. Who's the next one? You know, hey, it'd be a good you know, it'd be an awesome partner.
Who?
Mal Evans. Imagine.
Well, he just gets it done.
Yeah, imagine you had him. You'd be like, you'd be waiting at the end, having a cocktail with Mal, sitting at the finish line.
He just gets it done.
Yeah.
He
gets it done.
He gets it done. That sounded more Scottish.
Why don't you want to play with Monopoly with me?
He gets it done.
I fancy a shag.
Let's take a break, bud. Laramie, there you are. Oh, Laramie.
Andrea, calm down. What's the matter? Why are you so excited?
I'm right excited. I feel like I'm going to barf or something. You know, Kirk from my work?
Yeah.
You know how in the lunchroom every day, I'm telling him stories about growing up in Cape Breton and stuff, and he's always saying, Andrea, you're so friggin' funny. If you could only write half of them down, people wouldn't believe it. Remember?
Yeah.
Well, today you come in with a website, humber.ca. Humber College offers a humor writing program. I'm going back to school. What do you think?
Andrea, you don't have time to go to school. You're working every day. You can't get all the way there.
That's the best friggin' part, Laramie. You can do it on the friggin' internets. You don't even have to go to school. You can do it online.
I gotta say one thing. You've always been funny to me, Andrea.
That's the thing. I know I'm funny. You think I'm funny. Kirk from my work thinks I'm hilarious. So why wouldn't I do it? I'm going to go back to school and learn how to write humor. Humber.ca. They have all the answers to every single question you could ever want, including, can I do this? But I already know the answer to that. It's yes.
Let me ask you this right quick. You know what I mean?
All right, my turn.
Amazing.
You ready?
Race or disgrace? Here we go again. Your turn.
Pauly Shore.
Ooh.
Or Pauly D from Jersey Shore.
Oh, wow.
Mm. DJ Pauly D, you know the math with the mushroom hair?
Yeah, I do. Oh, well, I know. I actually had Pauly Shore on my list, so I'm glad you said that.
You did?
I did, yeah. Just because, you know, he's got to be a top 20 annoying celebrity, just in terms of how...
I guess so.
I think it's more how he portrayed himself. I don't think he's really that way. You know what I mean? I think because he grew up in that comedy club and that famous comedy club. He saw the best his whole life. So I think he just kind of felt, well, if I go with this like douchey nerd guy, I think that's my niche. You know what I mean?
I guess so. It would be the easiest environment to grow up in for sure.
Yeah. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt a little bit, but because you know why? Remember he did that thing where the guy got up and punched him on stage. He was doing stand up. That was made. That was a work, right? That was made up.
Was it really?
Yeah.
So I guess you can go one of two ways if you're Pauly Shore. One is you can kind of be an entitled brat,
mm-hmm.
or two is you can work extra hard. It's the coach's son. Yeah. Work extra hard to prove that you actually have what it takes, and you're not getting favoritism just because of who you are.
Yeah.
Maybe he went kind of a bit of column A, a bit of column B.
Yeah.
So let's examine the attributes that DJ Pauly D would bring to The Amazing Race.
Well, again,
it's a sentence I never imagined I'd say.
Yeah, he's in that category of like, if he doesn't want to do something, it's going to be really tough. And he may or may not be popping Ambien like Tic Tacs or something like that, right?
Right.
So
he also might be, I got a guy. No, dude, I got a guy.
I'm going to call my guy. Exactly. And then he's talking about and laughing it up, and then I'm going with Pauly Shore 100%. I think he has better head on his shoulders. In comparison, I feel like
he certainly has better hair.
Does he
I
still?
I feel like I met someone who DJ Pauly D and maybe Ronnie did an event at a bar in Halifax, and they were sending horn picks all over the place.
Oh my god! Like in the bar.
Yeah, like, can I have a drink? Also, here's my horn. Also, what's your number? I'm going to send you this picture of my horn.
Check out the horn. Yeah, look at my horn.
Zip, flop, tweet.
What is it? They should have, like, a filter for your horn on the phone. Or genitalia filter. Just
awful.
You know how they can enhance your face with the looks? Maybe they can start making your genitalia more...
Oh, like dog ears on your bird?
Well, just whatever. Fixing flaws. making it more fuller.
Or you can put like sepia on it.
Yeah, a tone that's more appetizing.
I want my horn to look old-timey. Well, that's all right. We have a bonnet.
There's your
a bonnet on
it's your
it.
Horn, but it's got like a big strobing effect in the veins.
Oh my gosh, that was too deep. Okay, hit me.
Or it's like the Harry Potter, where it's like kind of moving all the time. Anyway,
I don't want a Harry Potter filter for my horn. It has glasses? Okay. And a necktie? All right.
All right, you ready?
What's the next one?
Ready for yours? It's John Cougar Mellencamp or Flea. Two musicians options here. Both.
John Cougar Mellencamp is both, my instinct.
Both notoriously ornery.
Who? And Cougs?
Cougs is known, big time grouch.
Really?
Oh, yeah, hardcore. And he's only like 5'2", right? Or so he's short. So he's one of those kind of guys. Like, the fuck are you looking at? One of those guys when you just look at.
Oh, man, little and wound like a top.
Yeah. And again, it's one of those, if you work on his band or crew, you can't look him in the eye, you can't talk to him.
Well, then why would you?
I know. I think Kenny Aronoff, who was his longtime drummer, had it after a while. Had it with his trip.
So before we get to The Amazing Race, where do you stand on John Cougar Mellencamp musically?
Couple good jams, but it's very...
Like what? Check It Out? Cherry Bomb?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just kind of... I don't know. It's all right, but it's kind of pop. Dancy, similar, like it feels like it's, I'm sure if you went to a concert in 1984, you'd feel like the same song was going on every single time with the harmonica or the violin, fiddle solos and stuff, just the same vibe. Little big houses for you and me.
So check it out, go to work on Monday. So check it out. I love me a good call and answer song.
Yeah.
So check it out. Got yourself a family. So check it out. That's a good category of song, actually, call and answer songs.
In this great old town. Does he always say that, always?
In this dusty old town.
Every song.
Is this a John Cougar Mellencamp lyric? That's a great lyric or lie. I saw her sitting on the porch now.
Outside the Tasty Freeze.
Riding on the porch swing.
When the walls come tumbling, rumbling.
That's a good jam.
Rumbling, tumbling. That's the video.
Actually, you know what's a good jam is when I fight authority, authority always wins.
Remember the video for the walls one where he's on the ladder and he goes down the ladder holding it without, he just does the hands?
No.
He goes
with feet on the side and slides down?
No feet, just the hands.
Well, if maybe we have to employ the mini-me rule. He's not just a tiny little Mac. Maybe I would want him on my Amazing Race duo.
Oh, man. Oh, Flea. Well,
I'm going to say John Cougar Mellencamp.
No, but Flea's tiny too, though, man. He's even smaller. Don't forget. I know,
but he's like, he's packed with gack, right?
You almost made me spit my water out. No, I don't. He's been like sober for years, clean and sober for years.
Maybe.
So he probably has like, starts all day.
I feel like Bruno Mars and Flea are like piñatas packed with coke. That's how I imagine their insides, both of them.
If you hit them, they'd explode with like a one of those golf balls.
Like when
balls.
You drop a bag of flour.
You know, like the joke golf ball that you hit and it just explodes white.
Yeah. That's how I picture both of them. When you drop a bag of flour and like, all the residue on the outside like makes a cloud.
Like Three Stooges style whenever they like get hit with flour or drum. Yeah.
So much gack. I wonder if Bruno Mars ever gets tired of himself.
I don't know, man. Probably not. And when he...
Working down the plant!
He's little too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like Prince.
They're just tiny little gacks in this great big world.
I'm telling you, those little guys, when they really want something, they get it.
No kidding. So I said John Cougar Mellencamp. Here's your next one. You ready?
Yeah.
Gérard Depardieu or Andrea Bocelli?
Isn't he blind?
Yeah.
No, oh, right?
He's vision impaired, but close.
Oh, he's vision impaired.
Yeah.
But he probably got the other senses dialed.
Yeah.
So...
So up to you. Does Depsy help you because he can speak a different language? Or is he a hindrance because he urinated in first class that time? Might be a bit sloppy with Depsy.
I think he might have a couple Magnum bottles of wine in his Inspector Gadget looking coat. You know he's going to have one of those Inspector Gadget jackets.
Apparently, Gérard Depardieu was unaware they were filming the movie Green Card until the rap party. He made it all the way through the movie without even knowing he was in one.
Oh, man. I'm going to take Andrea Bocelli 100%.
Wow, I love it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that guy's good. Well, I'm worried about Gérard just getting too banged up. He's like seeing snakes getting outside of Paris already, crushing bottles of wine, eating bread sticks.
You're in Brazil trying to make it to the bus station.
He's got a huge turtleneck sweater and he's crushing a bottle of wine.
And he's complaining about the heat, but he's got a big, thick, shaker knit turtleneck sweater on.
Crushing one of those guillois.
Dangling. With his orange fingers. I think we go this way with his orange fingers. And anytime you say otherwise, he's like, well, so you're taking Bocelli over Depardieu.
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's my next one?
Imagine when he's like hungry or he wants to get eat and you got to do something. Gérard?
Have to stop. He needs a charcuterie board and a pack of Gauloises.
Okay, what's your next two?
It's your turn.
Oh, it is. That's right. Okay, Jack Black or Nick Nolte? Hey, Jonathan, I don't think I can, get up there this morning. I gotta...
I have...
I gotta call my brother.
I have very high hopes for Jack Black being a good dude.
Do you?
Even though he's high energy and some of the roles he's taken haven't been awesome. What was the wrestling movie?
What was it? I can't remember. It was supposed to be pretty good. I hadn't seen it, though.
Watched it 3 times on Air Canada flights in the space of, like, 7 days. And tears streaming down my cheeks every time. He just had a level of commitment. It was really funny. Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre.
Oh. I'm going to say Nolte would be a lot, and I'm going to say Jack Black, even despite career missteps, is probably a pretty cool guy. I'm going to go Jack Black.
You're going Jack Black? All right.
Who would you go? Who would you pick in that scenario?
I think I'd go Nolte, man. That guy's been around a long time, and he's a survivor. You know what I mean? And he's a...
Like, unruffleable.
He's very worldly. He's been everywhere, right? So I can imagine him being like, relax, we'll get through this. Come on, relax, right?
And I guess he'd be intimidating in, like, tense situations.
Yeah, and I don't think he'd be getting drunk where it's like, ah, bugging you. It'd be more like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, hold it together.
Yeah. Get it together, you wimp.
All right, here's your next one.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg or Arnold Schwarzenegger? Arnold Schwarzenegger is another tiny maverick.
Is he? Tiny?
Well, I mean, he's probably 5'6", 5'7". Maybe even 5'5".
How about this? I got a good Arnold Schwarzenegger story.
Let's hear it.
That was, because he lives in the same neighborhood that Rain lives in.
Malibu.
Brentwood. Anyway, we're going from the canyon road there to Sunset, and we're driving along Sunset, and we look over, and it's Maria Shriver, right?
Yeah.
Crying in the passenger seat, like with tissues on her face. And then there's like an older guy in the back, and then there's Arnie driving, and he's like, you could see he's like being all stern and talking, and she's weeping, like crying her eyes out.
Why?
And then like a couple hours later, that thing with the maid came out. That's what it was. It was that for sure. If I had like a picture on my phone with me to take a picture, I could have sold it to TMZ for probably $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like, look at her crying. The guy in the back's trying to console her. Man, that's crazy. What's going on? And then like getting the news, had a kid with the maid.
Who kind of looked like Gerald.
No, he looked exactly like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, you see the pictures, they're on holiday with him, and there's like this kid, and how did Maria Shriver not know when the kid looks exactly like him? Anyway.
Yeah.
And Whoopi Goldberg.
How does that even happen?
The maid?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's just a super horny guy. Can't stop it.
Like can't really get out.
Can't say no.
They spend a lot of late nights together, a lot of early mornings.
Throwing out the questions and can't say no. That was
she understands him in a way that his wife doesn't. Maybe he complains to her about his wife.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg is the option, other option, she's been around too. I think I'd go with Whoopi on that one.
She has some peccadillos, though. I was backstage at The View when she was there, and she's quite a specific personality. That's not the right word, but she likes what she likes, and she wants things to be just so.
She's very intense.
She also travels in tour buses, right?
Oh, really? She doesn't fly?
Yeah, she doesn't. She doesn't fly because I remember her tour bus broke down in Moncton a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah. But that's how, if she's going New York to LA, she's driving.
Was she just kind of, you're saying she might be a little difficult to get along with sometimes by her one opinion styles or just guarded?
She might not be collaborative. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah. So, no. Well, on Arnold, though, guy was, you know, governor and the pump and iron all the time. He might be tired from that. I'm going with Whoopi but also, anyway. Going with Whoopi.
Also might have strength.
Yeah, strength.
Whoopi, this is the thing. Like, Whoopi in the movie Ghost, for example, she was great. I like her better as actress Whoopi Goldberg or actor Whoopi Goldberg than I do as personality Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, you ready for yours?
Yeah.
Ben Stiller or Bill Cosby?
Stiller.
He's not even...
Despite the fact that I've heard Stiller can be hard to get along with.
Is it true?
But I don't know. I'd like to believe it isn't, but, you know, bad news travels 10 times faster than good news. I was having this conversation with Shug the other day. Because if you are nice, it's not really a story. And if you are not nice or perceived that way, it's a much better story. So people want to talk about that stuff. That's just human nature. So maybe on a movie, Ben Stiller was really arguing or fighting to get a joke right, even though it was late and everyone was tired and he felt very strongly about it. So is he a jerk? I don't know. But I've heard from a couple of people that he's not the nicest, which really bummed me out. Because I always think with comedians especially, if your job is to have a healthy perspective on things and a unique take on it, then don't you have to kind of get the joke?
No, I know.
But I'm going Stiller for obvious reasons.
Because you don't want to hear Bill Cosby try to bullshit his way the whole time about BS.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
For a million reasons, including he's also visually impaired these days, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
He's got really bad glaucoma, I think, right?
Not that that's why you wouldn't choose someone, because as we said with Bocelli, that could be an advantage if his other senses were dialed. But man, yeah, I'm very disappointed in the Bill Cosby.
Okay, who's so the next one?
ABC, anyone but Cosby.
Who's the next one?
Gene Simmons or Richard Simmons?
Well, Gene Simmons, invented everything on the planet, according to him. So that's the last guy I want. Because I remember, wasn't he on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And his stupid, stubborn ego wouldn't let him take any chances on one of the phone of friends or whatever the options are. He just, like, said, pick the, like, whatever answer, like a crappy answer on, like, the second question and lost. Didn't make any money for his charity. Yeah, just that kind of guy where it's like not even thinking. It's just kind of Trumpy, little Trumpy in that guy.
You know what I mean? Trumpy?
Just really kind of into his own deal.
By all accounts, Richard Simmons is a lovely human being.
Yeah, I've heard he's like a super sweet guy and he's like helped so many people. And he got out of the industry because he was sick and tired of people judging him poorly when all he did was help people. So I'm going Richard Simmons 100% right there.
I'm going Richard Simmons all day, every day. And you hear stories about, like, he called someone's mom and gave them an encouraging chat to help them with their weight loss thing and talk to them for 45 minutes. Like, there are hundreds of those stories. Of
They would come with the cameras with him because that's what he would do. If someone wrote a letter saying, I'm 400 or 500 pounds or 600 pounds, I can't get out of my house, I can't get up, he would show up at their house. And
be like, all right, girl, let's do this.
Yeah, like, let's get it together and figure this out. Oh, there's Rebel.
Let's take a break, bud.
Let's take a break.
This episode of Tech & Tons is brought to you in part by Chipotle, chips and guac, tacos, and enchiladas. We'll be right back.
I like candles in the wrong. That's another one right there. That's if. Oh, my mama, she's the one. I got a grandma that's better than yours.
Can you call up a Dean? I'm trying to get some work done.
What? What's that? Hey, what? Who are you? What's that? You're working over there? That's so bossy. That's you? The Sobos right. guy. Sobos.
I'm going to walk around.
Walk around what?
You must be Roy.
Yeah, I'm Roy.
I've signed your name place on the door. My name's Seth Fisher. I run a company called Sibois. We're neighbours.
Neighbours, yeah.
The problem is, when I'm trying to work at my desk, I can hear you home all the time.
You can hear me home? You can hear my home?
Exactly, I can hear you home. I hear you home at your desk.
You mean,
I'm trying to concentrate above the chipot line.
Are you talking to... You mean I'm humming? Is that what you're saying? When I'm singing, when I'm writing songs?
Exactly, I can hear you home.
When I'm working, when I'm doing my livelihood?
Well, I suspect you're whacking, and I can hear you home. Do you home while you whack?
Listen, that humming that you hear there, that's what I do. That's everything. You know how much money I've made by that humming? I bet you 9 times out of 10 from 1960 to 1975, if you tapped your foot, you're tapping your foot to one of my songs. You got it? Sobos?
Roy, I don't want for us to have an antagonistic relationship. I did look you up on Wikipedia, and your resume is quite impressive, but I die... have to get some work done in the wick of a die. So if you could not home while you wick, it would be much appreciated.
Let me tell you something. There ain't no humming. That is the work. There's no work without the humming. You understand? That's what I do. When I'm humming, I'm working.
I die and ride. You're trying to... I fear.
Hold on a sec.
That you're upset.
Hold on.
Never my intention.
Are you trying
to make you upset?
You trying to get me to stop working? I don't try to stop you from work. Looks like you got some kind of multi-million dollar business going on over there. I ain't asking you how to do your job. You better shut up about that. I'm just humming, making my songs here, getting rich and more rich.
Right, I feel like we've gotten off on the wrong fight. We've gotten off on the wrong farce. And I apologize for this. I was hoping that we could have a conversation, mean to mean, in which we decide a way that we can work together. Would you like to whack with me? Would you like to whack with me? Can we whack together on this?
I heard the man-to-man part there. You got something on your collar there. Let me check that out for you.
What? I do? What? I thought for sure it was Guacamole from Chipotle.
Now get out of my...
Guacamole from Chipotle.
Get the hell out of my office.
I don't understand what possesses a man to trice another human being in such a way.
Poor Seth.
I feel completely disrespected.
And choked out, all redneck as he's going back to his office. Big red hands.
There's unlikely duo alert.
Roy, big flustered, going back to his big fancy office with the clear windows.
Roy's one of those guys that, like, if he really did make billions of dollars, why is he above a Chipotle in Etobicoke, Ontario?
Well, no, it's like. It's above the Chipotle, but they're both huge complexes, like, right? Because Sabais is massive, and he just has one of those, like, quite a dark old offices on his side of the wall.
Sabais International and Sabais Canada.
It's the best shipping, it's the best product, it's the best content. Nothing beats Sabais.
So if you put what we've learned today through a colander... It's that you want Mini-Me on your squad if you're going to apply for the Amazing Race.
Yeah, that's the first and foremost. They got it. And
those Trailer Park fellows have spent time with the Mini-Me.
Trailer Park boys, they did. And they said he's a bud, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a bud. Hey, by the way, you know what's a bud?
What?
In the spirit of the Junos, it still feels weird to see bare-naked ladies with Stephen Page appearing together.
Yeah, it'll be a...
And I know we're recording this before the Junos, but to me, the definition of Canadianity and the definition of Bud is those guys doing the right thing, appearing together, accepting an award that is due in large part to the work that they've achieved together as a group.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
No, it's cool. It's cool to see. Good for those bods there.
Super cool.
All together now. So,
do you think that means they're back together now?
No, but it might ice the wound a little bit. To it depends. I don't know. Depends on the situation they went through, right? We'd have no idea. Yeah. And to be honest, it could happen. It could not happen. But either way, it's still great that they're doing this for that. For, you know, to get together for that, like you said, for just because they deserve it as a group. You know, they did go through it.
Big time. And by the way, shouts to the Arkells, too, for selling out a stadium show.
I know. Isn't that crazy? The Hamilton Stadium.
And for a good cause, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, those guys are just crushing it on every level. Tim, I know you're right with us, but holy moly, take it easy. Right? Just getting out of hand.
That's the definition of Buddhism too, man. Tim's still cutting our silly podcast together and playing stadiums at the same time.
And he moved out to the country like a bud.
Pulled the move.
The move,
bud. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Good chatting, bud.
Good chatting, bud.
See you next week for 142. Monday drop, rap, rap. Boom, gong, gang, go, ding, gong. Ju, boom, bounce. Do, da, doom, bounce. Ticka, doom, doubt it.